You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm here with Marikit, and you just had the panel for the Girls Talk Women's Work, and you had your baby with you, which shows motherhood, which is part of being a woman. So how was it?
It was good. I thought it was really engaging conversations. I felt quite empowered being up there breastfeeding my baby while I was speaking and in the company of those wonderful women as well. So I thought, and you know, and looking out into the audience and seeing so many women there as well, and boys and men. So I think that's, it's also important to speak to them about womanhood, and in order to empower ourselves, I think everyone needs to be on board. Yeah,
you mentioned like breastfeeding while doing the panel. I think it shows a great importance of part of being a woman and a mother, and also making the audience, which included men and boys in the audience. But how do you think you being a mother helps in really empowering women and also girls who were part of the audience?
At the very least, I hope I can be a positive example to girls growing up. I think when I was growing up, I wanted to be a doctor because I didn't think I'd be able to make a career out of art. But yet here I am, and I think I'm in a very fortunate position to be in Australia with the support of my family to be both a full-time artist and a full-time mum at the same time.
Yeah, and I know that most of your works depict women and their role in the society, but it's also important to really mention your Philippine heritage in your works and the arts that you do.
Yeah, my cultural heritage and my ethnicity is really the foundation of my practice, because for a very long time, or for most of my childhood, I really rejected it. So now that I'm in this position as an adult, raising my own children with complex cultural identities, I think it was really the only thing that I could feel, that I felt absolute confidence in speaking about, is my experience in my cultural heritage. And even for me personally, just from, I mean, outside of art and just for the personal experience, I think it was really important for me to try and articulate my cultural heritage and try to understand it, even if that means I want to challenge it. I think that's sort of an important part of understanding who you are and understanding who your family is, in order to know where, you know, who you are and where you're going. Yeah.
And you've shared with the audience how you were, you felt like you want to melt at the back of your classroom when you were little, having your color and with your name, were your teacher having the difficulty in pronouncing your name. But how is it now that you are Marikit Santiago doing your arts?
It's definitely a different experience. I think it's a completely different context now. And I mean, even then, my experience is different where I am. I mean, when I'm in Western Sydney, it's different to when I'm in Eastern Sydney. So it still comes with, I think, difficulties, and at the same time, it also comes with advantages. So I think at the very least, I'm in a position now where I'm more aware of the position that I'm in, and I'm more understanding than when I was a child, and, you know, my immediate response was to reject perceive it as a negative reaction.
Yeah, and I think sharing it with others, like your personal experience, being a woman of color, is also important.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of representation of women of color, and now I do stand as a proud morena. I'm very proud of the color of my skin. I can't say I'm entirely proud of being Filipina, but I'm not entirely proud of being Australian either. But I am proud of being in that. Having that complexity of culture and having these multiple identities, that is something that I am proud of.
And you're doing a show here at Casula Powerhouse. Is it in May?
Yep, so it's called Everyday Madonna, and it explores all of these things, mainly the experience of women as mothers. So something that's very personal, something that's very relevant to me now. And yeah, I look forward to seeing my work here at the Casula Powerhouse in May. I think it opens in mid-May. So just check Casula Powerhouse website for the details for Everyday Madonna.
And are you going to be showing your works where... I remember you have this painting that there's a mother and a child carrying a child.
Yeah, I think most of the work that I'll be showing for that show will be self-portraits of me as a mother, in various sort of exploring various aspects of motherhood. Some where I feel empowered and really championing my position as a mother, and others where I present myself as more vulnerable, or the vulnerability of motherhood and womanhood.
Maybe last one, for those mothers who think that they are weak or they are at a loss at some point in their lives because of their color, what can you say to them?
I can say, just from my experience, I have never felt stronger or more empowered than I am as a mother.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au